Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an epic war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshits from nobodies. I expose the crap of society, and I explained it. Oh my goodness, my Spanish accent came out. No, I explain it in nice, easy to digest chunks. Today won't be. Oh wait, I just did. Today won't be any different. All right, so yeah. Today we're going to be talking about what does a meninist look like? And, some of you might be saying, what the fuck is a meninist? In fact, let me see. A meninist is a mockery of feminism that can't resist, that can't request equality without white men making everything about themselves. What? Okay, well, basically, meninism is a mockery of feminism. It's, you know, the antithesis of what a what feminists are, except therefore real, you know, real gender equality. And you know, as some of you may know, I was a masculinist, which is also pretty much the same thing, but it's like men becoming more independent, just basically becoming independent of women, and just like, okay, well, if we're pieces of shit, if you're gonna call us rape, if we're considered rapists because we were born with penises, or we're just fucking sex hounds and that's all we're about, that's how we're gonna treat women, and we're all about keeping the woman down, then you know what, fuck you, we're not gonna play your fucking game, we're not gonna get married, we're not gonna fucking have children, we are going to live by ourselves, make our money, and just divorce ourselves from society, cause you know, if that's what you want, that is actually what you want. And I've been having this argument with many feminists or self-proclaimed feminists, like, that's not what feminism is about. And then I tell them, like, look, I was falsely accused of rape when I was in college. Recently, when I was taking the medical billing and coding program, where I was the only male in the class, a female teacher tried to get me kicked out of school because I called her out on her sexist bullshit. When she's talking about how her, you know, I called her out because she's talking about how sexy, you know, the boys were in fucking Argentina when she was teaching English there, or how sexy her boyfriend, which had nothing to do with the motherfucking lesson. And how she, like, and she actually said, oh, men don't do well in my class. I was the only guy there. I was the only guy there. For whose fucking benefit was that for? And I really do think she marked me, she gave me low marks because I was a male. And, you know, you can't have no one calling you out on that shit, or else, you know, so, I mean, you know, I tell these stories to feminists, and they're like, oh, you know, you should keep personal, you know, anecdotes to yourself, that doesn't prove anything, and I'm like, it proves a fucking pattern. What the fuck are you talking about? And, I mean, mind you, like, and this happened recently, a young lady on, you know, a Facebook friend, she was like, you know, she kept trying, like, she would make a statement, I would tell a story, or, you know, a true story about what happened to me, totally discounts it. Oh, that's not what feminism is about. Okay. What about when they say men could, what about that that dean that said men could benefit from being falsely accused of rape? Or every form of sex is rape, even in the context of marriage, because no woman fucking would want to sleep with a man. Really? Okay, well, shit. Everything is fucking rape then. Everything is motherfucking rape. We got Apocalypse in the chat room. I'm pretty sure he's no stranger to rape. That's what I heard. I mean, I'm not making any accusations, but you know, he just seems kind of rapey to me, you know. I would feel uneasy around him. I'm just kidding. I'm breaking balls. Like, I'm getting tired of fucking these females. Like, oh, you're male privilege. You're male privilege. I'm like, you know what? I've honestly never felt my motherfucking male privilege. Like, what the fuck is male privilege? Telling everyone you were on, be sure to embarrass. I will embarrass you, Apocalypse. I will. He wants me to embarrass him. In fact, why the fuck am I doing this without my bed? There we go. There we go. So, it's always... Where was I? Yeah, so, hold on. Let me see if I can get that conversation. It's really fucking hilarious. What's her name? Why is she to say, baby, I love you? What the fuck is her name? So I can read this shit to you. Ah, here it is. She, like, I've been trying to get her on here to debate me, but she's always fucking, but she's always punking out. Oh yeah, this is what pissed me off. She posted a thing about Mike Tyson calling him a rapist. And, okay, yeah, he was convicted of rape, but he didn't get a fair trial. None of the real evidence came out. Well, not all the evidence came out. A lot of questions weren't asked. I seriously don't believe Mike Tyson raped anybody. I believe he got railroaded. He got convicted based on his reputation as an animal. And that's not his fault. That's not his fault. He was young and he had, you know, fucking people, you know, just staring him and shit. So, basically, alright. Yeah. Mike Tyson didn't rape anyone. The bitch lied and he had a shitty defense. Monica Lewinsky was a... Oh, yeah, she said... Oh, Monica Lewinsky was a grown woman. She had a hand in it. Like, just going after Bill Clinton for, you know... Like he's like, oh, poor Monica Lewinsky. First of all, he didn't fucking force his dick in her mouth. She was like, oh, shit, a man of power fucking dropped to her knees and started fucking bobbing for dignity. So she's like throwing shit. Oh, and she starts talking. She was talking about, this was wow. This was like last month. And I go, Monica Lewinsky was a grown woman. She had a hand in it. She wasn't forced into sucking Bill's dick, and she knew he was married. She is a hoe. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. You know, like, look, she was a grown adult. It was not like she was like a little kid that couldn't make her own fucking decisions. She was like, what, in her 20s? A grown woman. And then Kim Mathers cheated on Eminem and treated him like shit before he blew up his mother. Before he blew up. His mother was abusive towards him. And also controversy sells because she was like, oh, you know, dissing on Eminem. Oh my God, an anti-feminist supporting wife beaters and rapists? No. Mike Tyson's not a rapist. I'm not discussing this with you. In fact, there was a news story that came out that he didn't receive a fair trial. Of course not, because feminists don't like logic. Your dad is a man, your boyfriend is a man. Think of them and how you feel every time you bash men. I'll send you the Mike Tyson story later. Also, I was falsely accused of rape before. I was hit by women. I'm not bashing men. I'm holding a few accountable for their shitty behavior. Yeah, but you know what? You're not... I mean, that's the thing. These chicks don't want to look at the whole story. They don't want to look at different dimensions or the other side. Like, oh, because... You know, and this is the shit that kind of pisses me off about feminists. Is that they fucking internalize everything. So. We got... Uvon, Grandpa Al. What up, Grandpa Al? And we also got Rick. Feeling my way through the darkness. Okay, damn it. I mean, I'm gonna get to this video called Meninist Makeup Tutorial. I'm gonna just do the final few minutes of that because she's just, you know, acting stupid. I wanna go point by point, but I wanna talk about this chick right now. And, you know, yeah, but some of those things that you mentioned, especially Mike Tyson, he was railroaded. And if you look at the facts, you'll see he was. When it comes to Bill Clinton, hey, Monica Lewinsky had a hand in that, so leaving her blameless is hella sexist. Sean Connery, I got nothing to tell you the truth, but he came from a different time. And he said that back in the 80s, so whatever. Ray Rice, even his wife said she deserved it. She started hitting him. And I come from the school of thought that if you don't want to get hit, you don't start hitting. I mean, everyone fucking wants to ignore Ray Rice. Like, Ray Rice's wife started fucking slapping the shit out of him. And she still married the motherfucker. And he hasn't hit her since. I mean, you haven't heard anything. He hasn't hit her since. Even before this thing became fucking public, knowing her... Like, he didn't hit her. Like, she got drunk. She got fucking reckless. And goodbye. Got knocked upside the fucking head. What the fuck? Like, I'm tired of these fucking feminists. They, like, all women are blameless because they fucking internalize you know, shit to them. Like, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't want a man to hit me. Well, then don't fucking hit a man. Don't fucking, like, you, I mean, when it comes to Bill Clinton, okay, yeah, you know what? He's a dirtbag for cheating. Yeah, he's a dirtbag for, you know, wanting to get his dick sucked while he was married to Hillary. But you know what? Look at Hillary. You think she was fucking taking care of her husband? Like, really think about it. Was she really taking care of her man? And honestly, when you're fucking stressed out and you fucking busting your balls at work, be it the presidency of the United States where you got your fucking finger on the button, or running a company, or even fucking doing security, you know, you're fucking stressed out, but you're still busting your ass to bring home the bacon. And you know what? Hey, you marry a chick because you love her. And no matter what they say, like, hey, you know, men are, you know, oh, it's natural to be, you know, you're going against your, like, your animal instinct or your evolutionary instinct to want to fuck multiple chicks just to stick with one chick. But hey, you know what? He married one chick, and hey, she was like, no, I'm not going to stick that thing in my mouth. That's disgusting. No. No, Bill, I don't want to sleep with you tonight. I have a headache. I have this. I have that. Like, the fuck? This is why less and less men are getting married. And then, you know, and then feminists want to freaking be like, oh, well, men are fucking pigs. They're pigs. Feminists and women in general, they're like, oh, they're pigs. Oh, I'm sorry. My dick gets hard. I married you. And obviously, I didn't just marry you because, hey, I have all this fucking money. I should fucking bring someone in. Bring in and just fucking support her for the rest of my life. Fuck, just donate to fucking charity if that's the case. It's like, here's a newsflash, ladies. When we marry you, it's not just because we love you. We find you sexually attractive. And you know what? We're kind of hoping, since we're buying a cow, we get all the fucking milk we ever want. But even that's the shit that gets me scared about getting married. You know, it's, I'm afraid that, shit, I'll get married to some chick, and she'll be like, she'll fucking shut down the kitchen. Like, what's the fucking point? Well, hold on. So, yeah. Like, she doesn't want to talk about it. Seriously, I'm a real feminist because I believe in true equality. I mean, if you want my male privilege, it comes with my male responsibility. Yeah. And she goes, male privilege is not something that is earned. It's something that is blindly given to you no matter what you do or have done. That's the point. Like, seriously, you know, all the shit that I received, I had to bust my ass to earn. It's not like it was freely, like, nothing was ever just freely given to me. Like, here, you have a dick. You, welcome to the fucking club. Even amongst other men, either I had to fight to fucking earn respect, out shit talk to earn respect. And I'm sorry, and look, I'm not sorry. Like, I'm sorry, what? Oh, no, I'm sorry, right? Keep your fucking apologizing when I said I'm sorry. Fucking, you can take the boy out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out the boy. So, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, women want to be equal, but it's not really, they don't want to be equal. They want all the male privilege. They want the male privilege. They want all the fun things that it takes to be a man. But they want to still have this consideration about being a woman. In fact, I think, let me see if I can find that Bill Burr clip. About when he's talking about male privilege. Alrighty. Here, let me see.
Let's keep the comedy rolling all the way to the United States of America, Mr. Bill Burr!
Yeah! All right, thank you. Thanks a lot. How's it going? Great. It's nice to be here. I'm at that age where everybody I know is getting married. Let me ask you a question. Why the hell do people keep getting married? You know what I mean? Isn't anybody looking at the stats? You know what I mean? 3 out of 4 marriages go right down the shitter, right? If you were going skydiving and they told you 3 out of 4 parachutes weren't going to open, you'd be like, yo, fuck that. I'm not going. I don't like those odds. I have a 75% chance of splatting on the ground. But there's something about getting married. People just have to do it, right? They're just like, is this the line to lose half my shit? Awesome. This is gonna be great. No, I'm just kidding. I love women. I'm just not compatible with them. No, they got too much energy for me. You ever notice that's it? They always have to be doing something. You know, like they can't like take a... What a great idea. Why would you want to sleep in on a Sunday when you can go pay $52? They look at a guy's life like it's like a buffet, right? Nice. Like you just can start picking out stuff, like same amount an hour, we'll take some of that. Pay for the movie, fuck that. You can keep that one. I don't like that one. This is nice, that's yucky, that's icky. Hey, come on, people, you can't choose. This girl gives me shit. She goes, well, why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some fucked up reason, you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. That's why I get the $1 an hour. Oh, it's a $1 an hour surcharge. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out. Like, yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for? Well, at least let the women and children go. Well, what about me? You think I want to stay in the vault? Those 20 other sweaty guys sharing a bag of peanuts, you know? Praying to God I'm not the hostage who gets dragged out by the psycho with a gun to my head as he's asking the cops for a helicopter, which I know he's not going to get, right? I know.
So, yeah, I mean, they want to pick and choose. They want to pick and choose what the fuck they get. Rick wants to call in. Rick, add me on Skype. It's Crotch Shot Radio. And I'll pod you right up. My Negroes. Oh, wait. I forgot to say my ethnic slur of the show. Nigger, 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 nigger. All right. Does everyone feel happy now? I fucking said the ethnic slur of the night. I had yet to say it. Oh, shit. I know almost all these shows on Spreaker. They fucking celebrate fucking nigga, man. Fucking celebrate you saying nigga, 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 nigga. Speaking of ethnic slurs, and I'll get back to the topic. I was at an open mic and I freaking made a joke like it's been so cold in New York that I might accept some white person's invitation to go back to Africa. No one laughed. The white people didn't laugh because of their white guilt. Black people looking at me like, you ain't dark enough to say that fucking joke. What the fuck you doing? I'm like, look, I got some black in me. What the fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck do you think you is? And I said that shit correct. Who the fuck do you think you is? Fuck it, let me get Apocalypse on. See if he wants to. He wants in on this. That cocksucker will fucking call in other people's shows, but he don't want to pick a microphone, motherfucker. What a fucking cocksucker. So, Apocalypse is like, if I don't hear racism, I don't feel proper. I don't feel it's proper. Well, you know, round eye. Whatever round eye. Goddamn crackers running around acting like... let's talk about cracker privilege. White person, white privilege. Huh. And you know, I think it's funny that most of these chicks that talk about, your male privilege, are just fucking privileged white chicks themselves. Like, bitch, you get everything you want. And you don't have to put in no fucking effort. The fuck are you talking about? you come up to me, fucking Hispanic, having a fucking deal, you know, have to bust his ass harder, and you want to talk about my male privilege. Oh, hold on. You better fucking have called back, you son of a bitch.
Hey, let's tone down the language because it's Lutheran Saturday.
Fuck the Lutherans. You know, first of all, why would they make a religion around Mr. Vandross?
Look, he just wanted to be a rock star.
I promise to love faithfully. You know, now he's up in heaven fucking serenading the angels with his smooth R&B.
He'll be back. Yeah. Never doubt.
Yeah, he'll be back. Oh, really? This fucking... Oh, wait. Oh, you added somebody.
Yeah, that Rick guy. He said he wanted it in.
Yeah, why didn't he fucking add me?
Well, this is a mixture of three things. He's really short. Mm-hmm. He's Swedish. Kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. Short. Yeah. Overweight.
Okay, does he know how to make cheap furniture?
I said Swedish, not Swiss.
Where does fucking IKEA come from?
I don't know. Ireland?
No, IKEA furniture.
I don't even know where the fuck.
Do you know what IKEA is?
Oh. I have no idea, man. Is that like poor people furniture?
Pretty much.
Nah.
Yeah, Sweden. Sweden. You said Swedish?
Yes.
Yeah, well, fuck, IKEA.
So Ireland.
No, it's Sweden.
But we live in America, so why does it matter?
I'm just talking about since he's Swedish, can he make fucking cheap furniture?
Well, you gotta talk to him.
Get the fucking, you know, can you fucking get the reference? Don't be a dick.
Hey, whoa. What the hell?
Can you take a fucking break from the trolling? Is what I need to know.
What?
Can you take a fucking break? Like, honestly, do you just like, I'm gonna fucking just jerk off right now and, you know, think it's fucking the most hilarious thing because I'm gonna be so clever saying random shit.
I don't even know. You brought up a product I'm not familiar with.
Familiar with IKEA? What kind of fucking, you know, redheaded scumbag are you?
Well, first off, I don't like redheads.
Well, you have no... You apparently you're coming off like you have no soul like one.
Because I don't buy IKEA, Swedish shit?
Have you not know what IKEA has major stores in this country? Major.
I don't know. I mean...
What the fuck? Why, do you just buy everything from Goodwill? What the fuck?
No, I buy all my furniture at Costco.
Oh, well, same difference.
Oh, I didn't know that was the same thing.
Nah, not really, but you know. They have furniture at Costco.
Yeah. Really? Everything.
Oh. I go to the Costco near me, they don't sell no damn furniture, just electronics and fucking 10 pounds worth of fucking fish.
10 pounds of fish?
10 pounds of fish. In one bag. It's like a potato sack and it's like leaking, so you gotta like hurry home, or else you really do got a pussy wagon because get it? Smells like fish.
Hey, your buddy Rick's on the call.
Rick, Ricky,
little Rick.
Hey, how's it go? Is this the Louis B?
It is.
Oh, what's up, my nig?
Nothing much, my Negro. How are we today?
Feeling pretty good. How are you feeling?
So I heard you're Swedish.
I'm Swedish, yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. What I needed to know, and Apocalypse, you know, he wanted to be a fucking dick about it. Can you make cheap furniture?
Can I what?
Make cheap furniture, you know.
No, I can make you some cheap teeth.
Cheap teeth?
Yeah, I make teeth for a living. No furniture, just teeth.
Just teeth. Well, I'm good with the teeth. I still got my factory installed ones.
All right, so you got a pretty smile, do you?
Yes, I do. Very sexy, if I might add.
Well, I appreciate the invite to call in, kind of. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm, you know.
I think it was.
What's
that?
You got anything about feminists you want to get off your chest?
Feminists? I don't even understand what. Are they good at making sandwiches?
Actually, they might, but they don't want to be known as sandwich makers for men. They don't want to be like, they figure if a man asks a woman for to make him a sandwich, that's part of the patriarchy. They're all against patriarchy.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fancy words. Listen, I called in to I've listened to a few shows now, and this is, I'm a first time caller, apparently, you know, obviously.
Ah, yes.
And I'm kind of calling in to find out who the real Louis B is here. I mean, because right now I'm hearing like you're the shit here on Spreaker, like you're the man.
I am, and you know, with Pimp had a freaking thoroughly broke my balls in when I first started here. And we discovered that I have a thing against Jews, I guess. I never knew. But apparently I was talking about the Jews, and I didn't know I was talking about the Jews. I didn't say nothing about Jews, but apparently I was saying shit about Jews.
All right. Well, I guess I can understand how that would put you
I had no idea. I was totally confused. I was like, wait, what? Jews? Where? Huh? I was looking underneath my bed. I was looking in my closet. I was like looking for Jews, and I couldn't find any Jews. And I felt like I was missing out on something. So I went to the store, and bought some Jews.
You got something against Jews, man?
I guess so. I don't know.
I'm surprised you let me call in, because I am like a quarter Jew. I mean, not so much Jew, whatever. I'm praying over a holy dome or anything, but I've got a quarter Jew in me, and I'm feeling kind of offended. I mean, seriously, you got something against Jews, man?
Not that I know.
I don't get this. I get this invite. Like you're the upper echelons of Spreaker here, and like you're shit. You're the guy to be listening to, and now all of a sudden you're gonna start Jew bashing and shit.
Well, I guess I don't know. I'm just talking about my past experience. I didn't know.
Yeah, he hates Jews.
I do.
Yeah.
Since when?
Louis B hates Jews. I don't know. It's just
this is news to me.
It's not news to you. You live there in the belly of the beast. You live in Jew Central, New York.
Yes, well, you know, I live in Brooklyn. I live near a Jewish neighborhood.
Brooklyn, yes, please.
Brooklyn, okay. Yes. That's what I just said that, Dick. So.
And you said that you can't stand Long Nose Island and all this. I mean, you go into rant sometime.
Actually, I've never even said that, but okay.
It's okay if you want to hate Jews, hate Jews. Just be honest.
You know what, Louis B, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little taken aback right now. I was calling in thinking like this would kind of boost my Spreaker career a bit here, and
I'm sorry you can't springboard, you know, off of me for your, you know, parlay, you know, your.
Well, I'm not going to springboard anywhere if you're Jew bashing and shit. I mean, I don't. I feel kind of awkward for calling in. I really honestly didn't realize that these anti-Semitic views and shit.
Attention, Walmart customers, all black people, leave the store now.
Damn it. All right, then. Well.
What?
That was awkward.
Hello?
Yes. That was very awkward.
I don't know what I got invited to. So we go from bashing Jews to now we're bashing black folk. And
I guess. I mean, Louis really just... I don't know why he lives in New York. He's like in the cesspool, you know?
Well, I'm just totally confused by the whole thing. I never knew I was such a racist.
Oh, I've never been to New York. Are all New Yorkers this racist? I mean, I thought New York was like the most liberal place in the earth.
You would be surprised. Actually, I mean, in certain spots, I think we still have KKK working openly. I believe I was offered a membership at one point. I turned them down because they didn't have a good dental plan.
that supposed to be, like, funny, dude? I mean, what the fuck, man? That is some fucking racist shit. I can't believe what a fucking racist cock you are.
Well, it's not really my intention to be so racist. I wasn't raised to be racist. Some of my best friends are white.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I guess that was supposed to be funny. Yeah, ha ha.
Yeah, it was. You know you're laughing on the inside.
Oh, yeah, hysterically. I'm a little disappointed, Louis B.
Well, I'm disappointed in you. I thought you would actually bring it, but you're not.
Bring it? How am I supposed to bring it to this fucking... what is this, a Klan meeting? When I show up that the watermelon and Kool-Aid's not allowed, and how the fuck am I supposed to react?
Really? Who's put that out? I mean, I want to know... Who's putting this shit out? Because watermelon and Kool-Aid is fucking delicious. In fact, throw in some fried chicken, perhaps some arugula and some baklava, and maybe some masabo soup, and we'll call this shit a fucking party. I tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
All right. Anything else?
No, you've pretty much summed it up. You're not the king of Spreaker, you're like the Hitler of Spreaker.
Well, that I guess that would make me the Fuhrer of Spreaker.
All right, let's not try to, you know, overly cool it up here, Louis B.
No, I'm speaking truth.
Oh, what truth you got for us? You got like Holocaust facts and shit?
I know another guy that supposedly speaks truth. He wears a mask and shit. Do you wear a mask?
No. In fact, you could look at the picture. Man, I got my picture right there. That's just me pissed off.
Are you Oriental?
No, I'm Puerto Rican as fuck.
Oh, God, so is he. Oh, my God. You got a bumblebee mask, don't you? Is that what the Louis B's all about? You got a bumblebee mask?
No.
Are we going to call you, like, Bumblebee Face?
No.
All right.
Promise. All right then.
So Louis, did you just get up or are you still up?
I'm still up. I had shit to do today. I had to take a fucking drug test. I studied and I passed it with flying colors.
Oh, so you're getting a new job?
I already have a new job. I had to. If in case, you know, you guys, if you've been listening, I got fired from the last one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so I found another one.
Typical Puerto Rican.
Not really. No. I didn't get fired for a typical Puerto Rican shit.
Yeah, you did, because you're harassing a black woman.
I didn't harass her. She harassed me, and I just told the truth about herself.
Told the truth about ourselves? Like, would you say, oh, big lips and stuff?
No, I said she, you know, she was a dry vagina bitch, and, you know, she's a lazy twat, and I, you know, she...
Lazy because she's a black woman?
No, lazy because she's a woman in general.
Oh, so yeah. That compounds it? So, like, black woman, that's a lowest of the low?
Well, I mean, I didn't know there was... Is there a rating system?
Oh, there definitely is. There's a racial totem pole. There's a gender totem pole.
What is the racial totem pole? Because this is the first I'm hearing about any type of fucking totem pole.
Well, I learned it on Google.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Something tells me, Louis B., you have Googled pole. All right? Now, let's not even beat around the bush here.
No. I've Googled bush and clam, but never pole. Mm-hmm.
What just happened?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm Amazon shopping at the same time.
Oh, okay, good. What, you're buying yourself a new vibrator?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Fuck, you know. You like pegged me from the second I called in. Goddamn right, Trojan Twister, motherfucker. You got 6 speeds.
All right. Do you have... all right, fuck it. Louis B... What? Apocalypse Louis B versus God... What?
Hey, you focus on your show. You don't worry about extras.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, focusing on chat and callers and shit. I thought you were doing a show here. What the fuck?
Yeah, we got Fat Girl Radio on here. I invited her, so she's here. Thank you. What the fuck did you do?
Who are you talking to?
You racist impotent. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm looking at your tweet.
Yeah, I'm trying to add all my screenshots.
I called Guy a lemon party faggot. Yeah. That was hilarious of me, if I do say so myself. I'm hilarious.
Hilarious?
I'm hilarious, yes.
Hilarious? Say that three times fast.
Hilarious.
Go.
Hilarious. The hilarious. That's what the fuck?
Okay, I'm just saying. You might be saying that a little bit wrong.
I'm not saying it wrong.
I mean, look, some of us know how to talk. Some of us are just...
I've heard it pronounced hilarious, not hilarious.
It's hilarious. You overcomplicate it and you screw it up. It's okay. You don't know any better.
I give zero fucks today. It's fucking, what, almost 4 in the morning? I just totally abandoned my fucking... I'll get back to it. Fuck it. I'll finish this up. Just decided to take a little break. And... Fuck it. A little break out of my busy schedule to talk to you. Talk to the retards of America.
We shouldn't talk like that to people that, you know, we consider our friends.
Oh, we're friends?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm
sorry. Yeah. It's a friend on Twitter and
hilarious.
Facebook.
Hilarious.
Oh, there we go. Hilarious. There you go.
Hilarious.
There we go. See? I was right.
Oh, you don't believe me?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's fucked.
What happened to this girl? Fat girl.
Fat girl?
She left.
What'd you do?
I don't know. She left. Did she delete her comment or something? Wow. Okay.
So, is your show live still?
Yeah, it is.
Well, what are you doing on it?
I'm talking to you, retards.
Where'd my other friend go?
I don't know.
Did he drop?
I guess so. You added him. I didn't do nothing.
Let's try to get him back. Because he lacks God.
He likes God? Or does he?
He lacks God.
Oh, so he is without God at this point, is what you're saying.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of people like that.
You know what? Different strokes for different folks. I don't judge. Atheists, agnostics, you know, Christians, Jews, Muslims, all welcome on the Crotchot Radio Show, except blacks.
I'd say blacks and Muslims. I mean,
I've had blacks and Muslims. Well, I've had blacks on this show. Well, no, I think I... No, wait. Have I had Muslims? Yes, I've had Muslims.
No, I don't think you have.
Yes, I have.
Who's the most famous person you've had on your show?
Shirley Phelps Roper.
Was it really her? Not like a recording or anything?
No, it was really her.
Oh.
And I've also had Pastor James David Manning, the Harlem black pastor that called Obama the long-legged Mac Daddy. I've had him on the show twice. I've also had the guy that wrote the original story that inspired the movie They Live, Ray Faraday Nelson. Hold on, let me play that clip.
All right.
He fucking shocked me. Ray Nelson. Don't know. What the fuck? Okay, channel. As I sing to myself. And she called me a damn Puerto Rican, didn't she?
Who did?
Ray Nelson, right? Fat girl. I keep forgetting her name. Oh, here it is. And just realize this is the first, this is one of the first times that I've ever caught the case of the shut the fuck ups.
There's one thing I'd, if I have the...
Mind you, this is the guy that wrote the short story, 8 o'clock in the morning, that inspired the movie They Live, with Roddy Rob Piper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So here it is.
The dictatorial power, I would just repeal all the laws against pornography. Every single one.
Yes, oh, you're also against porn, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I like porn. I've done some porn. I've some really hot stuff, man.
Wow. Well, why are we talking about this a little bit? Let's talk about the important stuff.
Oh, man. So, what else can we get into?
There's a rare collector's item book of mine that's porn. And I've seen it quoted at $500, and it's a paperback. And it's called How the Fuck Like the Stars.
Wow. I think I wrote that book. So,
actually, pushing in the chat room, every single porn should be legalized?
No, really bad, dude.
Porn should be legalized, right.
Including child porn?
Sure.
Really?
Nobody ever got pregnant from a picture.
What about child pornography?
Well, I don't think that anything happens to somebody when they look at a picture. It's not necessarily harming even the kid.
Notice how I'm like, what the... I'm like going, what in the holy shit?
Wow.
Okay.
You know, the guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland had a thing. He took hundreds of pictures of nude Moppet. And he's still a favorite amongst the younger generation.
How do they get the picture in the first place, though? I mean, isn't that harmful to the child?
I don't think so.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I think I might ask you to join me in that prayer now.
Yes.
I don't want to get you guys tossed off the air.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Hey, you stop.
Yeah.
So who's in the chat?
What do you mean who's in the chat?
Do you have people in your chat? You're probably wondering why I'm asking that is because...
We got Fat Girl Radio.
Oh.
We got Grandpa Al. We got you. We got Rick. And why?
Well, I was just wondering because this is... Like, this is not the hour ideal for doing a show if you want people here, huh?
I do it whenever I fucking feel inspired. I mean, this show, it's getting recorded, so, you know, people will listen to it later.
Well.
Gives a shit.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
hopefully.
I don't sweat the small stuff. I do it when I fucking feel like it. I march to my own drum.
But so you don't want to give your people maybe a half hour every day at 5?
Well, you know, I work now. I'm going to be, you know, doing the whole 9-to-5 thing, so... You know, a half hour is not enough for me. I'm more like I've you know, look at the amount of time I do shows normally. In fact, after I'm done with you, I'm gonna go back into bitching about this chick talking about, you know, men.
Well, where is Ash? Has she been on your show yet?
I don't know who she is.
That's
the funny thing about that. Like, that's the funny thing about Spreaker. You guys have beef with like other people. I'm just like, who the fuck are they? I don't give a shit.
Whoa. Before you run your mouth further there, honky donk, let me tell you, Ash is Fat Girl Radio.
Oh.
So you can go ahead and apologize about all that stuff you're about to say hurt, because it was going to be about me.
I wasn't going to say nothing hurt. I was like, I was just saying, you know, people got beef with other people. You know, I've listened to some of these shows. It's like, and basically most of them are about talking about other speaker hosts. And I'm like, really? The fuck is this shit? Like, really? I got real issues going on here. I've actually had motherfuckers put my shit out, dox me because, for no apparent reason, actually. Like, we're gonna put somebody's fucking address online. Like, really? What good is that gonna do? I don't understand. That's the shit I don't get. Like, someone says something you don't like, or uses the wrong fucking, punctuation and... Or syllable, and it's like, we're gonna put his address out online. Like, what good is that gonna do? What good does that do? What is the end game of that? Like, honestly, what you think somebody's gonna be like? Oh, he's put your instead of your. He used the wrong your for this sentence. We're gonna put his address out there, and then somebody's gonna say, we're gonna fucking kill him. You know what the fuck? I don't understand that shit.
I don't know either.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you use your old name? Like...
kind of, sort of.
Like, I think I've seen it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. That's why I had to ask, so...
Yeah. Like, honestly, what's the whole point of that? That's the shit I don't get. It's like, okay, well... You know, because of something he said on the shit. Like, because he said something. Or that certain people said something. Oh, we're just going to fucking put his personal information out there. Like, what does that do? I don't understand. What's the whole point of that?
Well, it's to get a reaction out of you. To see if you champ and...
Oh, well, I mean, that it's happened to me before. In fact, there were blogs out there, you know, claiming that I was, like, the worst rapist in the world and shit. And that was put out by, like, some fucking crazy prostitute I never met. Only because, you know, hey, I've done shows like this talking about feminism and shit.
A crazy prostitute that didn't know you got involved with your information?
Yeah.
Usually people... don't do stuff like that, unless...
She has a history of doing it to other men, so... Like, she'll falsely... Have you ever heard of this YouTube channel called Onage Pranks?
No.
Okay, well, there's this channel called Onage Pranks, and he called this chick to prank her, and she immediately started saying that she was going to falsely accuse him of rape. And she was just trying to get his information and be like, oh, I'm going to put it out there and fucking say that you raped me. I'm going to try to get you fired from your job, which she tried to get me fired from my job but luckily for me, at the time I put my old job up there and I didn't work there anymore. So, and I haven't put where I work since.
Hmm.
But it was only... But the reason why she... Actually, I guess I came under her radar was because she was attacking somebody else, calling him a rapist. And, you know, because... you know Tommy Sotomayor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually defending him in a YouTube channel because she was calling him a rapist and shit. And boom, I guess that made me a rapist by proxy. And I was like, really, bitch? You're gonna just make up shit today, huh? You're gonna put my address out there, huh? That's how you're gonna do it. Alright. Whatever.
Now, you had a skirmish with Nimbusters before, haven't you?
Shit. You know, I've gotten into so many internet battles that I just don't even remember none of these motherfuckers. I probably not.
It's basically like an internet board, like a really shitty, shitty internet board that has like 50 people and they just troll each other all day.
What's the point? Like, honestly, what is the point of that?
I don't know.
I don't get that. I don't, like, I understand, like, you know, messing with somebody for the lulz, like how you guys, like, BWC thoroughly bust. When I get, was it BWC? Well, I know it was Pimp.
Yeah, it's them. Yeah.
I know it was Pimp Hat. Pimp Hat freaking busted my balls, but I'm cool with him now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, it's whatever. It is what it is. When they first called in, they just caught me like on a real bad day. I was already stressed out. The last thing I wanted to hear was fucking getting my nuts fucking cracked in.
Oh. I hear
yes, dear.
A coyote's howling.
Niggas can't get no peace.
Do you want to hear some coyotes howling?
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's up to you.
Sure, see. Why not?
Hold on. Well,
mm-hmm.
Never mind, of course, as I
yep.
go towards it, they stop.
Yeah, of course. Like, this motherfucker's coming in here to, like, frickin' be nosy. Like, shut up, Steve, shut up. Fucking white people fucking want to listen into what we're fucking saying. You know they were probably talking about you.
Well, they're very far in the distance. They're howling for each other because they always get lost like idiots.
Yeah. You know, what do you expect? You know, coyotes don't have GPS.
Well, maybe they should, you know, consider investing in it.
Well, they don't work.
Well, no shit. Maybe they should get jobs.
Who's going to hire a fucking coyote? Like, you know, like what? You're going to have them running the fucking daycare and, like, what, one kid gets eaten? That's not bad for business.
Well, they hire pretty much anyone else.
Well, yeah, and, you know, usually that's a bad decision. People should take care of their own damn kids. If you can't fucking take care of your kids, don't have fucking kids. Like, oh, my kids are gonna get raped. Well, you shouldn't have fucking kids. Or fucking take care, or fucking keep them in your damn house.
Oh, yeah.
Teach them ninjutsu, so that way if somebody wants to stick a dick in them, you know, they know how to fucking do the monkey grabbing plum and rip the nuts off of them. Or something.
Did you say ninjutsu?
Ninjutsu, yes.
Why didn't you say jujitsu?
Jujitsu, because ninjutsu is a specific martial art to go with the proper move of monkey snatching plum move.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought maybe you just avoided the term jujitsu because it has the word Jew in it, and hate Jews. So I figured.
First of all, jujitsu does not have Jew in it. It's a different. It's not even close.
And but you just got done saying Jew. So what do you mean it doesn't have Jew in it?
Ninjutsu. Not there's no Jew. I didn't say Jew.
You just got done saying Jew. Like it's called jujitsu. So I mean
jujitsu.
Jitsu. Yeah, it's Jew, and then pause.
It's J-I-U, not J-E-W.
Well, that's just the Japanese way of saying Jew.
That is not the Japanese way of saying J.
Yeah, it is. Trust me, I know Japanese.
You don't. I doubt it.
I do.
Say a Japanese sentence.
Sinki wa sin ni a wa china.
That's not Japanese. That sounds more Chinese.
What do you mean? Wait.
Yeah.
No, don't insult them.
No, I'm not.
Do you know Japanese would not tolerate you calling them a chink? So let's not go to that level, okay?
No.
They're very tribal. They're very angry. They're very, very simian at certain concepts over there. So we can't go to that level. So I ask you to just refrain from your racism of the Japanese.
Hold on. There is no racism of the Japanese. In fact, I have a fondness of the Japanese people.
Well, okay, then stop calling them chinks because they don't appreciate that.
I didn't say that.
Sumimasen.
Hi.
Ano.
ご注文の方お決まりですか?
That's how Japanese sounds.
And that's what I just said.
No, you sound... Okay. This is what you sounded like.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's do a playback. Come on.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
We're in Laguna Beach today. And we're...
你的电话，所以我可以打给你 ，OK?
That's Chinese.
Well, I didn't obviously talk like that. And Fat Girl brings up a good point. It's like Puerto Ricans getting pissed when you call them Mexicans, and it's just like,
oh yeah, no, that's true.
But I mean, you guys are just another type of Mexican. It's
no,
not like
no. There is no other. First of all, you know, my blood is Caribbean.
Caribbean. I mean, yeah. So is the Mexicans.
No. Mexico is not in the Caribbean.
Does it not touch the Caribbean?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? Okay.
No, because the Caribbean, I guess it's... they're in the Gulf of Mexico. And I guess it ends...
Why did you say Mexico wrong? Do you hate Spix?
No.
Why'd you say, no? Why wasn't that just a no?
No.
Kind of hesitant there too, so well, I've got two hesitations from you.
No.
That is a third, so that's a three strike rule. You've gone and admitted you've hated beaners. So
okay.
Oh, hey, you just affirmed it. So I guess you hate Mexicans.
What's wrong with beaners? Well, okay.
I don't know. I don't.
I got a problem with the Mexicans, but it's a personal issue. It doesn't involve you or Fat Girl or anybody else. You know, because I don't like to be judged because I have personal issues against certain peoples, and you know my reasons are valid to me, and they might not be valid towards you, and you don't know the full fucking story.
Well.
Do you know the full fucking story, Apocalypse?
I don't think I do.
Okay,
I
don't need to hear your shit. I don't need you assuming shit, alright? Fuck.
What?
What a dick.
Hey, how am I a dick here? You're the one getting all uppity.
Hey. You're using your fucking white privilege to fucking get uppity? Call me uppity? Shit.
You have been getting uppity because you're the one out here hating other brownies, and I'm just saying you guys are all brownies.
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm fucking hungry.
You want some pot brownies? I'm hungry.
No, I don't want no pot brownies. I don't trust nobody when I'm high.
Not even yourself?
No. No. I don't get high because I'm afraid that someone's going to try to fuck me in my ass. I don't get high, I don't get drunk. Somebody tries to offer me a fucking beer, I'm like, nah, I don't drink.
Well, that's why you bring your little flask around with an 8 on.
I don't drink at all.
No, don't be a fucking pussy. What do you mean you don't drink?
I don't drink at all. I don't drink no alcohol. No alcohol passed through these lips.
Are you still a virgin?
No, of course not.
Sure?
I'm very sure.
So, you don't drink, which I don't believe, unless you're religious.
No, I just... Okay, well, I have addiction in my family, so, you know, I've seen how the drunks in my family fare in life, and I don't want to end up like that, so I don't drink.
So, what, you think you're too good to be like them?
Yes.
That's your blood. How can you sit here and pretend like you're better than them?
I am better than them because I don't fucking stumble around fucking drunk, getting into fights, fucking not having a fucking job. Shit. In fact, one of them, you know, passed away after we deported him back to Puerto Rico.
Well, sounds like you come from a family of, like, mixed, not really Puerto Ricans.
Well, nah, it's just only two, really. And now it's just the one. And we can't really stand his ass because he's always getting into fights and shit because he's drunk. One time he was standing outside of a bodega. Do you know what a bodega is?
Yeah, that's like a really super cheap grocery store, right?
Yes. Or a corner convenience store.
Kind of like an Arab version of 7-Eleven?
Kind of like a Dominican version or Puerto Rican or Hispanic version of 7-Eleven, except without the like without the fountain sodas, really.
Just so
without the fountain drinks, you could get everything else. It's like a really mini. It's a mini market. So anyways, he was standing out there with his homeboys, you know, drinking and playing dominoes.
Your friend's black, you said?
No. I'm talking about my uncle, who...
Is he black?
No, he's Puerto Rican.
Oh, well, you said dominoes, and he used a lot of Ebonic terminology there.
Yeah, well, what? His friends, his homies, you know, it applies. Don't get... Why are you being so damn technical?
Well, I'm just trying to put everything into context.
Just went on an official tangent. I was going to talk shit about fucking feminists and shit. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Well, don't let me hijack your show.
No, you didn't. I just got bored.
Oh, okay. So go on. Let's hear it.
All right. I have permission?
Yeah. Go.
So, okay. Thank you. So, no problem. Yeah, so at this point he ran out of his SSI money because he sued the city because he broke his leg when he fell in a pothole. Yeah, he was drunk as a fucking skunk at the time. But the reason why he won the case is because they should have fixed it like a long time ago. So he won, but he ran out of SSI money, and you know. Some guy was passing by, and he wanted to go in the bodega, but he couldn't bring the dog in, so he asked my uncle to hold the dog. So my uncle takes the dog, and the guy goes into the bodega. Some other person comes, apparently, and says, "Oh my God, that's a cute dog." He goes, "Well, it's for sale if you want him." And my uncle ends up selling the guy's dog.
Nice.
So the guy comes out, realizes there's no fucking dog. My uncle is drinking a fucking thing of whatever, Jack Daniels. And, you know, he's having a fun old time. And the guy's like, where the fuck is my dog? And he's like, I don't know. He ran away.
Wow. That's...
So the guy fucks him up. And I'm coming home from school. This happened when I was, you know, very young. So I'm coming home from school. I see him getting loaded up into a fucking ambulance. And I'm like, and he's still drinking the Jack Daniels, mind you. And
this guy's pure class.
Oh, he is. He was.
Oh.
So I go, what happened? He's like, that motherfucker didn't make me spill a goddamn drop. Which was how he gauged how tough a guy was with how much liquor he made him spill while he was getting fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah, so. Apparently he did damage, but not, he couldn't have been bothered. No bother.
Don't bomb me, don't bomb me. Yeah.
The fuck was that?
What?
What the fuck was that?
I was trying to sing to you.
Why?
The song.
Why?
Because you wanted to hear it.
No, I didn't.
Well, you might have.
No.
You might have thought about it.
I didn't.
Well, that's fucked up.
Well, I'm kind of disturbed right now. And I truly believe you just called me a nigger underneath that in that song.
I did not just call you a nigger, my friend. I don't think of you as a nigger. I think of you as a Puerto Rican.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't know what's worse, to be honest, but I mean, not to sound rude or anything. I mean, I think of everyone as non-white as equally worthless.
Oh.
So I don't want to be considered a racist. So.
Well, isn't that the definition of you just, all right, well, you know. Well, I mean, honestly, I feel the same way towards anyone that's non-colored that's worthless.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah. I do think that certain people have that agenda.
Fuck the Scandinavians. That's all I gotta say.
Fuck them?
Fuck them.
Why? What'd they do to you?
Nothing.
There's no Scandinavians in New York. You don't know any.
I hate Scandinavians.
You don't know one fucking Scandinavian person.
I'm racist towards Scandinavians and.
Come on, more people you don't know. Let's hear it.
Lithuanians, I'm tired of their shit.
You don't know one, but keep going.
the Swedes, apparently, after Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
I'm Danish. Does that count?
They're delicious, especially with cheese.
Oh, don't ever call me delicious, you little fuck.
You're fucking, you're yummy. You're
scrumptious. This is you're just borderline, like, unicorn rape.
You're scrumptious.
You're a unicorn rapist, aren't you?
You're a unicorn.
Fucking pearly horns and shit. I know where you...
What's wrong with pearly horns? Why do you gotta get... Like, honestly, what do you have against pearly horns? Are you racist towards unicorns?
Well, no, because it's a horsey.
No, they're not horsey. They're a whole different species of animal.
That's why you call them horsey.
They're not horsies.
Look, all horse-like creatures can be put into one uneven camp.
Honestly, I'm very disappointed in your ass right now.
Why? I just try to simplify things.
Bjorn Erickson asks if you're dorkish.
What? Dorkish?
Dorkish.
I don't know. It looks like he's from Europe, and you insulted the Erickson, the double S, and Eric. He's probably from Scandinavia.
I have nothing against the fucking Vikings.
He's Norwegian. Yeah, he's Vikings. Norwegian, I think. So he should go ahead and apologize, because they're...
I have nothing against the Norwegians.
Well, why don't you actually be sincere with your apology?
Well, I don't have to apologize, because I didn't go against the... You know.
Well, no one's saying you have to apologize. I'm just saying it would be pure class if you did.
He's talking his mess again. Yes, he is talking his mess. He's been talking shit since he got on here.
Yeah, you wrote talking. I mean, that's.
Look. Bjorn has your number.
Well, that's because I gave it to him.
Well, yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. He understands your piece of shitness.
I don't think he feels that way.
I believe he does.
Why?
Oh, he's not bigoted. He hates everyone. Well, good on you, my friend. He's doing Bjorn's doing the Lord's work. He hates everyone. In fact, you know what? I hate everyone too.
It's very.
It's very progressive of me. I would deny every fucking solitary person who isn't me right.
I would never go that far because there's certain people that you're always going to hate more, so.
Okay, well then, you know, you, but if you hate everyone, you know, it's like you're still going to do the same amount of fucked up shit to them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I mean, you could really fuck someone over by pretending to love them.
Oh. Really? How's that work?
Well, you fucking drill a fucking hole. Mm-hmm. This is not literal. Okay. This is just...
Drill a hole?
A hoe. A hoe.
Oh, you mean drill a hoe, which means fucking a hoe.
Oh, no. She will drill through your head mentally and fuck you.
Nah.
And then take off.
I see.
And so I'm saying that's the real problem in this world is... damn dames and their fucking cuntish behavior.
Why are they cuntish? Okay, I forgot it. Okay, following Bjorn now.
He's following him?
Yeah, on Spreaker.
Oh, yeah, I think you have him as a friend on your Facebook.
Yes, I do.
You know who he is, I think. He's a nimbuster.
Oh, okay.
Just like you.
Since when have I been a nimbuster?
You've been a nimbuster since you had an incursion with him about, like, 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah, remember Martin Lindstedt?
No.
He's that one racist preacher.
Oh, wait a minute.
Christianity.
Ah, yes, I have a prank call about him.
Yeah, he's somewhat like the nimbusters. They used to prank him, and they troll his show all the time. And
no.
So once you made contact with that guy... They took interest in you, so.
Why am I so lucky?
Well, because there's not a whole lot of coloreds around the Nimbuster scene,
yeah,
so.
In fact, here's the prank call I did.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hello, is this Martin?
Yeah, who's this?
Mind you, let me just be a little honest. Yeah, this is not one of my best pranks. Kind of suck. Tell you the truth, it kind of sucks.
Hi, my name is Ted Jenkins, and I'm calling because I kind of need your help.
You know, that's when it goes straight downhill. Ted Jenkins, fuck my life, you know?
I've been hearing from a lot of circles that you could help me with my particular problem.
Okay, what's your particular problem then?
All right, I work, you know, in New York, and I just got kicked out of my union and my job. Because we were having a discussion about race, and I basically said,
I really had no faith in myself. I had zero. Like, you could tell, like, sometimes when I'm doing a good prank call, I'm hitting it. Like, this one, I was like,
basically said that the white European brought more to the table than any other race. And, I mean, that's just historic fact.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm sorry, listen to internet radio. This ain't a hoax call or anything like that, right?
What happened?
This isn't a hoax call or anything like that.
Yeah, he had my number from jump.
Is it?
No. This is very serious. Look, I have a
G-Ron talk show that I sort of follow, and he's pretty well playing clips of my show, so I was wondering if there's a hoax call or something.
Okay,
I don't think much about your unions or anything like that here. I live in Southwest Missouri.
Well, I'm just trying to expose them because, look, little full disclosure, I am a former Ethiopian Jew.
Okay.
So I'm just Ethiopian now.
All right, well, you sound like a Jew, but not Ethiopian.
Yeah, I just, you know, and I married
my leg pulled right now, but go on.
Okay, I married a white woman, and I've had 3 kids, and, you know, she's from Poland, and, you know, we fell in love, and we had some mixed children, and, you know, it's, I just basically, my life's never been better.
Okay, so why are you calling me again?
Well, to help expose my company for firing me for racism.
Okay, well, maybe you'll explain to them how you're an Ethiopian Jew, a ferocious Jew, and...
Well, I'm no longer...
I think that'd be enough fun here. They'd bring you back, right?
Well, no, they haven't because they're basically my union supports Israel, and they call me anti-Semitic.
Well, you could move to Israel, and then what they would do is they'd probably...
Why would I want to live in that godforsaken place?
Well, the Jew part of you would be welcome here. I think the Ethiopian, they'd probably sterilize you or something like that here. So,
yeah.
I was just wondering,
maybe I could move to where you're at and hopefully, you know, maybe help you with your work?
Whenever I go on the quota system, I'll keep you in mind. How's that?
When you go on the what system?
The quota system.
What's the
right
quota
now,
system?
We don't have any openings for Ethiopian Jews right now, either for Jews or for Ethiopians.
Wow.
So essentially, you sort of got 2 strikes against you here until we get over, what, 666 employees here.
But I'm married to a white woman.
Then
I need
an affirmative action here, and, you know, if I need 2 for... Yeah, both an Ethiopian and a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'd think of you, wouldn't I?
Well, okay. Well, I would hope you would think of me while you're showering, but that's okay.
Well, are you an Ethiopian homosexual Jew then?
Well, no, bisexual Jew.
Bisexual Jew.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'd be a 3-4, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean,
that'd be a 3-4.
Yeah, well, from the pictures I saw, you're not my type, but I'm just saying,
okay.
Yeah.
By the way,
yes?
Do you know this guy named Mike Blaney?
No.
Okay.
Can he help me?
Brian Reel. Do you know Brian Reel?
Is he that comedian on Comedy Central that he does the bit called Cup of Dirt?
No, he's a Unibrow Mamsa from Mentor.
Okay. Well, why are you telling me this? I mean, I've never heard of these people.
Well, you call here, and
I see.
I'm very involved with Crank call, so I decided to give a Crank answer.
Oh, okay. Alright, so what you're saying is you don't like the blacks.
Oh, I don't know. I like them just fine in Africa.
Oh, in Africa. Well, I mean, what neighborhood do you live in? Maybe we should move right next door, become neighbors, share you know, utensils and whatnot.
Well, I don't know here. I mean, Grandy used to have a nigger, but we're sort of
excuse me, a what? Right, a what? A what? What you said?
Well, Grandy used to have a nigger here. It's just that
they're African American, sir. There's no reason to go with that those racial epithets. I am Ethiopian.
Okay. If this is gonna be a censored call, I don't know. I might as well quit. Here.
Well, I'm not. I mean? I'm just saying. I spoke to you politely. There's no reason to be impolite with me.
I know. I mean, you were talking about moving Grammy, and I was sort of saying there might not be an.
It's not like I started calling you a cracker or a honky.
Where I live at.
Yeah.
But the problem of it is that usually when the nigger goes by, everybody keep an eye out, make sure it doesn't steal nothing here, and
right. It's kind of funny because I don't have. Well, that's why I don't deal with cracker bankers because you know they steal your whole pension fund, and those are the crackers that do that. So
well, that was cheating to do that. That's
no. They were lily white Aryan looking honkies.
There's no
look here, you lily white bastard. Look, I mean, it's the lily white honkies. Honkers.
I don't think there's a single freaking pension fund.
What is your Christian identity?
What is your Christian identity? We have pension funds and we are, you know, the Jews and niggers, you know what I mean?
Well, no, right? I don't know what you mean because, the what's his name? The guy that stole all that pension money. He wasn't Jewish. He was a lily white cracker.
Now, you mean Madoff?
Anyways, I'm going to go find me some more white women, make some more mixed children, and we're going to just drown out the white race.
Okay, we'll see you later, Mike. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So, yeah, that kind of sucked.
You thought you were Mike Delaney.
Actually, he's. I've had a beef with him, too. He's like, you have a lot of Jewish people on your show. Like, who gives a flying fuck? Like, oh, but we don't hate old Jews. It's not old Jews. Yeah, but, you know. And actually, funny story. There was this Jewish lady. Well, she converted, but her name was Donna. And she was an activist. And she was of Jewish descent, and Mike Delaney kept trying to holler at her.
Wouldn't you say she's became an activist? Activist of what exactly?
She was an anti-drug war activist because her ex boyfriend was I believe a Border Patrol agent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was in jail for a while. I forgot for what reason, but she was trying to get him out, but Mike Delaney kept hitting on her.
Oh, that's funny.
And she was Jewish, so Mr. Anti-Jew was trying to get some Jewish girl to fucking suck his dick.
Well, she's married, too. Or at least he was. Unless something's changed.
This was probably before he was married. I don't know. I don't know him. I didn't know he was married. I didn't know.
It's like four kids.
Oh. Well, shit then. Well, he was trying to fuck her.
Hey, look. Mussolini had a Jewish mistress. Why can't Mike Delaney have one?
Okay, well, yeah.
Right?
Whatever. I could give a shit. I don't, like, honestly, how little I give a shit about these little fucking, whatever. You know?
Well, it's, all about the lulls and like, getting it where you can.
Man, who gives a shit? Like, honestly. Who gives a fuck? Like, why even care? Do you care? I don't care. It gets boring after a while, you know what I mean?
Do you have some of your videos up at TrueTube?
What's TrueTube?
It's like the YouTube that doesn't have censorship. That's what Mike Delaney, that's how I kind of heard about him.
Never even.
Yeah, TrueTube.tv, it's basically a no censorship version of YouTube.
Yeah, that no one's ever heard of, so you don't get no...
Yes.
And there is no TrueTube.tv, it's gone.
No, it's up right now, I'm looking at it.
TrueTube.tv, how you spell TrueTube?
Oh, yeah, the true is spelled T-R-U, no E.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's mostly white nationalist stuff, though.
Oh, really?
But I think they have...
I'll start uploading my shit and just fuck with them.
Yeah, you should do that. Let's see see if they take it down and then...
That would be hilarious if that's true.
Because then they'll lose their, censorship, Damn. All right, Louis. Thanks for having me on. I'm past my bedtime.
Yes, dear.
I should have went to bed about 40 minutes ago, but, I figured I'd call in. So.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, and good luck on your show.
Okay, Schnuckums.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Sweet dreams, baby. Alrighty. So that was Apocalypse. I'm going to try to get Fat Girl Radio on. I don't get... She better pick up or else I'm going to kick her ass. There you go. Ash. Boo, Ash. I'm gonna kick her ass when I see her. Anyways, let me go back to my topic. I'm talking all that shit. Damn, I think I outlasted fucking Apocalypse. So anyways, yeah, there's this video called Meninist Makeup Tutorial where she's talking about guys that started the Meninist movement, which is really just to make fun of feminist. So there's feminist and there's Meninist. So here we go.
Guys enjoyed that video. I don't actually do makeup, so I have no idea what I'm doing.
Was any of it right?
Now, more importantly, my stance on Meninism is simple. It is a movement of people too lazy to read one frickin' Google search about feminism. And they're one...
Okay, first of all, it's a bunch of guys that have gotten together and like, look... Feminist says that they're about this, but they're actually doing this. Like, okay... In the case of the family court system, there are cases where there was this guy that's a multi-billionaire. He's divorcing his wife, or she's divorcing him, and she wants $1 million a month in child support. Why the fuck does she need $1 million a month child support? Like, honestly, can you spend $1 million a month on a kid? Like, doing what? Like, what? Like, how does that take care? Like, how much do you really need? And a lot of times, these child support awards are just out of line, because it's not supposed to be used to take care of the mother and keep the mother in fucking Louis Vuittons and whatever the fuck expensive clothing is in style. That's one thing. And that's feminism that says, they should be doing because, she should be kept in a lifestyle that she was accustomed to. Bajoran is Bajoran leaving? All that she wants is not lady. So, so, I mean, and of course, false rape. I was falsely accused of rape, and I mean, feminists does want to discount false rape allegations, which is a growing problem. I mean, and it's like, and they just want to put, stick that in front, like, whenever real rape happens, oh, it's a men's issue, men should stop raping women. Like, I've never even had the fucking inclination, the idea has never even passed my, maybe I should just force my fucking dick in a pussy. Like, that's never been a fucking thought in my head to do. Because, and honestly, it's never, it's, you know, hitting a woman, like, you know, being abusive towards a woman in a, while you're in a relationship, no one had to tell me that shit is wrong. You know why? Because randomly just belting someone in the face is bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. No one had to fucking, well, yeah, no one had to teach me that. You know how I learned? I got belted in the face for no fucking reason. And I realized this shit sucks. But they want to put that at our feet. So anyways, moving on. And, you know, and I've done Google searches. And that, and then you see, oh, fuck. When they were having that men's conference in Canada, where fucking feminists pulled down the fire alarm, freaking wasting resources, making the fire department respond to an alarm where there was no fire, so that way they could stop men from having a meeting and discussing fucking gender equality. You could do a Google search and see that shit, and then you compare to what they say what feminism stands for, and you see they're not for gender equality. They're for gender supremacy. They want, and I've said this, and I made this point on my show before. They're like, modern feminists want to be like Blade. They want to be fucking daywalkers. They want all the privileges of being a man with none of the responsibility. Moving on.
The purpose is to derail the exact thing they're supposedly fighting for. Gender equality. Now, if you're a man...
Well, but that's the thing. Modern feminists are not really fighting for gender equality. They still want to fucking run around with these lies saying, oh, well, men make more than women. Well, okay, let's look at the fucking circumstances. That shit's been debunked, and they just want to ignore it. Like, a lot of feminists just ignore fucking facts. And they just want to say, oh, well, men are fucking stupid pigs. Or, like, or boys are dumb. Throw rocks at them. No one fucking looks at that. No one, I mean, all they want to do is feminize boys. And I see it. Because they just want to, they hate masculinity. They really hate masculinity. That's why they want to fucking teach boys to be sensitive and freaking, you know, do all this fucking, you know, hurtful shit. Boys naturally raise hell. You look at the animal kingdom, you see fucking boy males fucking raising hell. That's natural. That's the testosterone. Fucking respect the testosterone. I will respect, like, well, hell, I respect the fucking estrogen. Like, why the fuck are you trying to turn boys into fucking butch lesbians, pretty much? Moving on.
Feminist, please understand. Feminists don't burn bras. They're super expensive. Now
no, of course not. They don't burn bras. They fucking burn your clothes if you don't fucking buy them what the fuck they want. They'll fucking burn your house down, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, if you don't do whatever the fuck they want. They'll burn down your life. They'll fucking falsely accuse you of rape. They'll fucking falsely accuse you of sexual harassment to get you fired from their job so that way they can have a chance at your position without having to put in the fucking effort to work for it. Fuck them.
Don't complain about the all-female Ghostbusters cast somewhere over there.
Okay, first of all, everyone knows that movie's gonna suck dick. The old female Ghostbusters is like What people really wanted was the original cast to do another sequel. Pretty much. That's what people wanted. Hell, I want to see Bill fucking Murray. Bill fucking Murray. Like, come on. But unfortunately, you know, only one person wants, you know, Dan Aykroyd wants to do it. Bill doesn't want to have nothing to do with it. The guy that played Egon passed away. That has nothing to do with, like, fucking hating women and shit. But, you know, like, honestly, the thing that I have more of a problem of is that people have a problem that people are bitching that Idris Elba is going to be the new James Bond. Honestly, I think that's a fucking wonderful idea for Idris Elba to be the new James Bond. I think it would just make that character cool. Because there's something about Idris Elba, I've seen him in other places, that he got that swagger. And James Bond is supposed to be about that swagger. But, you know, old female Ghostbusters, you know, honestly, I'm not going to see that movie because it just looks like it's going to suck dick.
Far, far away from me. If you like this video, please share it. It would mean the world. Like it and comment down below with your thoughts. And I will see you the next time I make a video. Who knows when that will be. I am as irregular as a teenager's period. Hashtag relatable jokes. All the way.
Fucker. So yeah. Ash is like, fuck feminists. And I'm like, fuck Ash, because she didn't pick up her fucking... She doesn't want to talk to me. And I'm getting upset. I'm upset that she doesn't want to talk to me. I have no reason. I have no idea why. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm just getting tired of feminists, man. I really, like... They're like, oh, that's not what feminism is about. Alright, so how's about you fucking talk to them bitches that fucking hate men? Those radical feminists. And how's about when you look at the real facts when it comes to the fucking pay difference? Some women don't go for the same amount, the same type of education men do for those jobs. They'll go for like useless fucking women's studies degrees or some other sociology degrees and expect to get a high paying job at like Payne Webber Investments and shit. And get pissed off when a guy that actually went and studied economics and fucking trading and shit gets that fucking top position. And oh, they still want the same amount of money when, oh shit, I'm on my period, I'm gonna take the day off. Oh, I want my birthday off. Like, I actually had to smack this shit verbally out of some dudes, like, oh, I hope I get my birthday off. I'm like, are you fucking serious, bro? Who the fuck do you think you are, Jesus? You want your birth? You're gonna celebrate your own birthday like you're the fucking second coming? Oh, can you fucking walk on water? No, you can't walk on water? Then you shouldn't be expecting your goddamn birthday off. Mm-hmm. I hear that bullshit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So anyways... fuck it. It's almost 5 in the morning. Like to thank everyone for listening. Apocalypse, thanks for calling in. Rick, thanks for calling in and trying to bust my balls. Ash, I love you with all my heart, but you know, fucking pick up the damn phone and talk to me so you could be on the show. I wanted to fucking include you. Bajorn, thanks for listening. Grandpa Al, thank you. And as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.